Hello and welcome, Blue Jay fans, to episode 46 of Section 138, a weekly Blue Jay podcast for everything Blue Jays. I'm Mark Culley, your host, and as always, I'm joined by Bryson from Everything Blue Jays. How are you, Bryson?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Today, the plan is to talk about Lourdes Gurriel Jr. because he's killing it with the Blue Jays. And then we'll also touch on Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who just said right after we recorded the last podcast that he would participate in the home run derby at the All-Star break. So we'll talk about the impacts of that and what we think about that. But first, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. Obviously, we all have seen his amazing performance over the past, not only 1 week, not 2 weeks, not 3 weeks, but since he was called up in late May. It's really been something else that we haven't seen from any other player, except for Eric Sogard, which we talked about last week. But just putting it into context, he leads the American League with 12 home runs and 21 extra base hits since he came back to the majors. So, you know, he has been a transformed player since he came back to the majors from the minors. Bryson, did you see this coming at all?
With Lourdes Gurriel, definitely a surprise. I mean, to this extent on his, you know, his performance since he was recalled from AAA, you know, he's kind of come up like a different player, a different person, or I should say different player. You know, he's playing different positions now, and he's kind of been more, seems to be getting more comfortable in the outfield as well. The experiment seems to be going well. I know he's been showing off a pretty good arm too lately. He's been throwing out a few base runners over the past few games, which is very good to see. You know, as we know, his defensive struggles from earlier in the season when he was at second base. And him offensively, he's been on a complete tear. Before he was sent down, I think he was hitting around 175. If not, it was below 200 for sure. And once he's been recalled, his season numbers are now back over 300. So he seems to be, you know, very comfortable. You know, again, like I said, he's a different player. And I think it just shows that for teams that sometimes do this, kind of like a refresh mode for the player. I think it really works out more than it should. And I think, we don't see this a lot from a lot. I mean, we see it sometimes where players, you know, get refreshed down in the minors and they come up, you know, kind of a different player. I think it really works. And I think that, you know, the Jays showing this, it really just proves that it can basically, you know, it has the chance to pretty much happen to anybody. And look at Lourdes Gurriel, you know, earlier in the season, the way to describe his play, other than, you know, him struggling, obviously, offensively and defensively, he just looked completely tuned out from the start of the season, which, you know, was really curious on what the heck was going on. And as time grew closer to him being demoted, we all kind of figured it was coming. And, you know, their plan exactly worked out well. You know, many things really haven't worked out for this team this season, like record-wise, but individual play from a lot of the young players is pretty much the only thing really to look forward to, and really, it's really exciting to watch. Sometimes this team could be fun to watch with, you know, these young stars producing like this. So I think that, you know, him coming up or back up from the minor leagues again, it really helped him. And who's to say what the heck would have happened with the rest of the season if the Jays kept him up in the major leagues? But you know, for somebody who just seemed so tuned out at the start of the year, coming up, he just seemed like a completely different player. You know, he's now helping the Jays, you know, be competitive in games and possibly, you know, win them down the stretch. His WAR is it's over 1.5 now. So again, his numbers have pretty completely skyrocketed since he's coming back. So it's really good to see the Lourdes Gurriel Jr. We got a little taste of last season, even when he was first called up. So it's really good to see.
That's a really good way to put it, that he was kind of out of it. He just seemed seemed like he wasn't himself, like he wasn't paying full attention to everything that's happening on the field, and he wasn't trying his hardest on the field. And I know he certainly was. It was weird before, in April when he was first up, it was weird. He was off. Something was off about him. But he went down, and, you know, a lot of times I think we see these players, the team talks about them needing to improve their play, and, you know, they send them down. But with guys like Lourdes Gurriel Jr., I had high hopes with him coming up, but when the Blue Jays sent him down when he was not good this season, not remarkably amazing last season. I kind of figured, you know, this is what he is. He's a known quantity. We're not getting much more out of him than what he has already been. But he has surprised me. I didn't think much would change after sending him down, but, you know, obviously, everything has changed. Just meant a world of change in the month he went down. He was sent down April 15th. I think the corresponding move was Eric Sogard coming up, coincidentally. And then Gurriel was called up again on May 24th. He had a hit in that game, and he had a hit in every game until June 2nd. And, you know, now, obviously, as we're talking about, he's hitting .304 after hitting .175 in his first 16 games of the season. And as you said, 1.6 WAR for the season. It's really remarkable how he has turned around. And I don't, personally, I did not expect this at all. You know, some people might think that, you know, he had it in him to be this kind of player, and they expected him to be this kind of player. But like I said, I thought he was a known quantity. I didn't think that the Blue Jays would get anything more out of him than what they got last season. But lo and behold, he's really turned out to be something amazing. And past that, it's not just his offense. His defense is something that I feel like we haven't acknowledged as much, because these offensive numbers are more easily accessible and more amazing if you look at it. I mean, he had two home runs in yesterday's game. It's amazing. But, you know, he's made throws from the outfield and plays from the outfield that I wouldn't expect to see from someone like, I don't know, Randall Grichuk, but he's made those plays. So, you know, just in the first game of the Blue Jays series against the Yankees, he made a fantastic throw from the outfield, and he made I forget the runner, but he made it look silly. He embarrassed the runner coming around third, coming to home, and made it just such an easy play for the catcher to make. And another play at Fenway Park, the ball was hit, a hard hit ball that probably would have been a double at any other park. It was hit right to the Green Monster, bounced off the Green Monster, and that is a notoriously hard play to make when a ball is bouncing off the Green Monster, because you don't encounter that type of feature in a field anywhere else in Major League Baseball. But Gurriel made the play great. He took the ball, he handled it exactly the way he should have, and he threw the ball back into the infield and kept the runner to a single. So it's things like that that really just show how much Gurriel has changed and how much he has improved since going down, which I fully did not expect.
Yeah, and once he was eventually sent down, and then when Sogard came up and, you know, started pretty much, you know, hitting everything from the moment he was called up, I think it was the Minnesota series he was called up, you know, you also wondered, like, how the heck was he even going to come back up with, you know, the infield the Jays had, and Sogard, you know, playing lights out, and he's still playing lights out to this day. So it seemed like his road back to the major leagues, aside from him, you know, playing well or barring an injury, you know, it'd probably be pretty hard for him to come back up this season. So it was definitely interesting to see exactly when he'd eventually be called up. I think we all knew he would eventually come up at some point, and we just didn't really know when due to the outstanding play from Sogard. And, you know, him moving around the field now to be a utility man seems to, you know, pretty much have been the best thing for him this season as well. Like you said, he just seems more comfortable in the outfield rather than second base. We know the number of errors, again, one of the low points of his season to start the season. And now he's found a spot in left field, and maybe throughout the rest of the outfield, maybe the other side, right field. I don't know about center field yet, but it's just really cool to see, you know, him adjust to a position and be so good at it already. And left field, again, like you said, he's been making great plays off the Green Monster. He's been throwing runners out, but it's just, yeah, it's really cool to see. And, you know, for him being a second baseman, which we knew of, or a shortstop when he was first called up, you know, we always kind of viewed him as kind of a mediocre to a good defender. You know, he obviously wasn't a great defender. He's had his moments where he's had some costly errors as well. But to an extent this year, the errors that he had to start the year were just completely, you know, way his numbers, you know, the errors skyrocketed compared to a few years back. And now he just seems, again, more comfortable in the outfield. He's adjusted quite well to the outfield. You know, I'm sure he's going to have some moments in the outfield where it doesn't go his way, but Again, he's adjusting to a new position, and now he's just, you know, that more of a effective player with the Jays having more flexibility with him in the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, if he stayed in the infield, I don't know if there would have been a spot for him. And like you said, going down and Eric Sogard coming up and really just taking that spot away from him in the infield, it really showed that the Blue Jays had no room for him. And Foley, you know, he could have stayed down if he didn't improve. And looking to the future, the Blue Jays have a multitude of infielders in their system that they can rely on for the next few years. They have Vladimir Guerrero Jr., obviously, Kevin Biggio, Bo Bichette coming up. They have the players in their system to fill the infield, and they didn't need Lourdes Gurriel Jr. They have Rowdy Tellez at first base, so that pretty much fills up the entire infield. So that leaves one of these star players as a trade chip or as someone who's going to be on the bench. So moving Lourdes Gurriel Jr. to the outfield, I wasn't sure if it was totally necessary to begin with, because, you know, if he's not doing defensively well in the infield, would he actually do that much better in the outfield? But turns out he's a great outfielder, and obviously that month or so that he was down definitely worked and definitely got him the playing time that he needed in the majors. So it's pretty remarkable, and I think we're all happy that we can watch yet another player succeed individually, even if the team is not succeeding. So moving on to talk about Vladimir Guerrero Jr., it was reported last week right after we recorded, like I said, that he would participate in the 2019 Home Run Derby. Now, this is, I think a lot of Blue Jay fans are just excited to see him in the Derby, and the Blue Jays are not going to get much, if any, representation in the actual All-Star game, so it's great to see them getting some sort of representation elsewhere in the Home Run Derby, and that they're not just going to be shut out of that entire week. The thing that I'm interested in this conversation is what we call the Home Run Derby curse. It's the fact that some players believe that after, you know, swinging for one night, trying to just hit home runs, they believe that when they come back for the second half of the season, their swing will be messed up. They won't be able to hit the way that they normally do, and their numbers will decrease. But I'm interested that Guerrero is playing in this, and he is not concerned about those curse talks, and he's I'm excited. What do you think?
I'm also very excited to see Guerrero participate in the Home Run Derby. Like you said, it's good to see them get any representation at this point due to their, you know, where they sit as a team. And having Guerrero in the, you know, in the Derby, he's just obviously, you know, one of the top prospect in baseball, up and rising star, and it's good to showcase him in front of other players and other fans, you know, across the country when they're in Cleveland in the next couple weeks. And it's very interesting, like you said, about the lack of you know, interest in participating in the Derby. And I kind of find it comparable to, I know comparing other sports can be apples to oranges, but it's kind of similar to some events in the NBA skills competition where, you know, players participate in a certain event and then, you know, a year later they say no. And that can be comparable to, like, I don't know, the slam dunk contest or a 3-point contest. It's all kind of similar in sports where we see these players participate in it. And then, you know, not even a year later, or maybe even 2 years later, if we're lucky, they're already, you know, they've already kind of moved on from it and they're saying they have no interest in it. And I don't really think, you know, the problem of messing up your swing or messing up your timing so-and-so participating in the Home Run Derby really affects it as much as you think. I think it's more of a mind game really than an actual fact, you know, with the swing. And I just think, you know, it seemed participating in a Home Run Derby would be fun. I know I like watching it. It's always cool to see, you know, how far they can really hit it. You know, there's been obviously some memorable people who've won it and some, you know, some home runs that they've hit. And I just think it's a really cool event and, you know, showcasing Vladdy, you know, known as a power hitter who's expected to hit a lot of home runs, obviously have a spectacular career. I just think it'll be pretty cool for him in his first season to participate in the Derby, kind of get it over with. And again, if he doesn't like it, then he doesn't like it. But I think that any player who hasn't participated in it, I think they really should give it a chance. I think what they don't realize is it's a lot more popular to the fans than they think. And obviously the whole idea is to put up a good show, no matter what stadium you're in or what city you're in, you know, the other players you're with. It's just cool to kind of represent yourself, get your name out there, even maybe give the team a little bit more of a popularity just because of that's where they play. So I think it's really cool to see Guerrero participate. And, you know, maybe if he likes it, you know, who's to say he doesn't win it this year? And if he likes it, you know, who's to say that he doesn't participate in it a lot more in the upcoming years? And I think more of that, that idea or superstition of you saying how these players, you know, lose interest, you know, because, you know, of the potential, you know, risk of, you know, them thinking they're going to lose their swing and so and so. I think it's, again, I think it's more of a mind game than them actually doing it. I just think it's a really cool event, and I think, you know, Guerrero participating, I'm really excited to see him participate. I really didn't know if it'd be possible just because of, you know, he kind of joined when he, you know, when he was called up there. Jay's already a month or two into the season, so just, yeah.
I'm really excited to see him play, as you mentioned. I personally, I think that the Home Run Derby is the most entertaining piece of television for Major League Baseball the entire season, save the postseason. Obviously, the postseason is incredibly exciting, but when it comes from, you know, looking at March to September, I think the Home Run Derby is the best piece of television because it's just amazing. It's just, you're just able to watch the peak physical prowess of these baseball players, and you have players hitting the ball 550 feet. It's insane, and it's so much fun to just stare at these players in awe and watch them participate in this way. As far as the superstition part goes and the curse part goes, I just looked up some information on this because I'm not a stat head. I don't know all this stuff and I can't analyze it correctly, but it looks like by a lot of analysis, it's not really a real thing. It looks like it's either players regressing to what they are normally performing at, regressing to the mean, or just getting worn down over a season. And of course, I'm sure there are some players who actually are affected by this. And actually, you mentioned it's just a brain game. It's just something that happens in your mind. But the mental part is a big part of baseball. So I'm sure there are players that are actually affected by participating in the Home Run Derby. But I also think that, you know, in most cases, it's not that big a deal, and it doesn't actually affect the player, and it's just being blamed while other factors are at play in this. So, because of that, I'm really excited to see Vladimir Guerrero Jr., also because I think it's just the best piece of TV that you can have for baseball. Right now, the only two confirmed players in the Home Run Derby is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Carlos Santana of Cleveland, who will be at home at Progressive Field for this. So that should be fun to see for fans to see him participate. There's other players that are rumored to be involved, like Peter Alonso, Cody Bellinger, Joey Gallo, Aaron Judge, who obviously would be great to see. And Shohei Ohtani actually said that he would like to compete in the Home Run Derby, which I think would be amazing. Obviously, he's not someone who's known for his power, but he's a two-way player. It'd be awesome to see him participate. Giancarlo Stanton also involved in talks. So there are a bunch of different players, not many confirmed right now. But bottom line, I will not be missing this event. I'm really excited to see again, just the physical prowess of these players. And B, I'm really excited to see Vladimir Guerrero Jr. able to represent the Blue Jays on a baseball-wide stage.
Absolutely. And, you know, with the season we've seen, you know, the team record, you know, it just hasn't always been the best part to watch. So, and I think that goes around for, you know, other players, or sorry, not other players, other fans who support teams that are kind of in that same phase who are struggling, you know, to enjoy a weekend where really the result doesn't really matter towards them. And they get to enjoy a weekend, again, where you get to see the best stars around the league. And, you know, to see, you know, Guerrero possibly compete with players like, you know, Pete Alonso, Ohtani, like you just said, I think that'd be a really cool treat for us all to see. And again, it's obviously the best part of the All-Star weekend. And, you know, perhaps it may be one of the best, you know, in all of the four professional sports when it comes to their skills competition. So I just think, you know, it's really exciting. And to know that we're only, you know, not even maybe even a few weeks away or a week away from it, you know, it's pretty exciting to just kind of take a break for a few days from the actual team and just focus on a cool event that happens throughout the course of 3 to 4 days.
And I was just interested. I looked it up. 8 different Blue Jays have participated in the Home Run Derby. Jose, or 8 times a Blue Jay player has participated in it. Carlos Delgado did it twice, I believe. Jose Bautista did it twice. Troy Gloss did it. But of those 8 times, no Blue Jay has ever won the Home Run Derby. So maybe Vladimir Guerrero Jr. will be the first. And maybe next time we record or the time after that, we'll be talking about his victory. And that would be certainly something special. And obviously, no one really cares about who wins. It's just entertainment, but it'd be awesome. They're one of, it looks like, about 10 teams to not have won the Home Run Derby. Meanwhile, the Yankees have won it 4 times, but that's another conversation for another day. Anyways, that pretty much wraps up our discussion for today. I know it's a shorter episode, but we didn't have as much to talk about. So thank you for everyone who listened, and thank you to Bryson for joining us for this conversation, and we'll catch you next week.